Hello, friends. Welcome back to the His Promises podcast. I am Tarina, your host, ready to remind you of God's precious promises. Thank you for tuning in to the His Promises podcast. I'm your host, Tarina Chin, and I am so happy to be here with you today. Today, we are going to be talking about forgiveness. We're going to be talking about extending grace to those that hurt us, betray us, make us feel bad, and maybe just overall do not treat us right. How do we forgive? Why should we forgive? We're going to dive into this today. Okay, I have a little story for you. My daughter is 1.5 years old. And she has gotten into this phase where she likes biting and pinching. And it hurts. Yes, it does hurt. And I am in my mother era, trying to figure out how do I discipline this girl who I love so much and wanting to have this amazing relationship with her, but at the same time knowing that there are going to be limits and I am going to have to discipline. I have to admit, I feel like I am horrible at discipline, but definitely wanting to raise her right and wanting her to understand that biting and pinching are not okay. But I brought this up because I think about how as soon as she bites me or she pinches me really hard, I just extend to her so much grace. Like, I love her so much. She can almost do no wrong, no matter how badly it hurts and no matter how wrong those things are. I know she shouldn't do them, but I see her as my little baby daughter, and it just seems like she can do no wrong. Now, if some other random person would bite me or pinch me or hurt me physically or emotionally or mentally, I would have a very difficult time forgiving them. But because of this love and just amazement that I have of my daughter, just I don't get mad at her. And I just am able to recognize that she doesn't necessarily understand what she's doing. And she doesn't understand, you know, badly the biting or the pinching may impact, hurt me. And so I wanted to talk about this because something that God has reminded me of lately is that when other people hurt us, you know, emotionally, mentally, they do something that really doesn't sit right with us, that really makes us angry, really makes us upset, whether that be any, you know, person in your life currently, a spouse, a partner, a friend, a mom, a dad, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, cousin, whoever it is, they may not understand how badly they are hurting you. And I read this, and the reason I want to talk about this is because I feel like God has been bringing this to my mind a lot. And it's something I talk about on this podcast a lot, is just that we are called to forgive. Everywhere in the Bible, so many places in the Bible, it talks about forgiveness. It talks about being kind to those who are not kind to us. It talks about, like, essentially turning the other cheek. If someone hits one side, let them hit the other, right? And it talks so much about how we are to be forgiving, kind, tender-hearted, and that's not based on how others treat us. We are to be that way no matter how people treat us. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this is because this is really hard for me, and I think that's why God has put it on my heart so strongly, because, you know, every day we are working to be more like Christ. We are working to be better people. We should be trying to be better. And I'm so grateful to God because He has helped me to be better in different areas of my life. I almost feel like when I almost master one area, whether that's giving up something that I know I should give up or doing something that I know I should do and just being more obedient to Christ, I find that every day there's something else that I can work on and there's something else where I can strive to be more like Christ. And I know in this area, I am still working on it, being transparent about that. You know, it's not easy for me to say this grown adult person who hurt me, betrayed me, or has done things that are hurtful. It's so hard for me to just be like, they didn't mean it, you know, or they did mean it, but they don't understand the extent that it hurt me. It's really hard for me to be like, okay, God is calling me to forgive. And what does that forgiveness look like? And so I read this devotional today. And it said something so perfect. It said, a person who withholds love is often a person who is not receiving the love they need. And this one sentence hit me really hard because it makes me see that people who are mean or just not treating us the best and not doing things that we think they should do or shouldn't do or shouldn't do, it's not because they're necessarily trying to hurt us real bad. A lot of the times it's simply because they are hurting. They are in need of love. They are in need of something. They are struggling their own selves. And that is why they behave the way they do. Now, I am not saying give anybody a pass as far as physically abusing you or verbally, like I'm not saying let someone keep walking all over you, but there's something that needs to be done in our heart where we're not carrying around anger, bitterness, jealousy, frustrations that make us not be able to live a godly life, that make us not be able to be the light in the darkness, because we are called to be a light in the darkness. Another thing the book said that I was reading the devotional, it basically said that sometimes if we're in the dark places, it's because God knows that we're going to be the light, right? Think about that. God has to send light to dark places. So if you feel like, wow, why am I dealing with so much darkness or so much betrayal or difficulty around me? Because you're the light, because we're the light, we have to be in these dark places. Otherwise, how are people going to be brought to the knowledge of Christ? How are people going to see the love of Christ if we are not sent into those places? So I want to read to you Matthew 7, 1-5 says this, "Do not judge or you will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." And this scripture is kind of harsh, right? It's saying, like, straight up that most of the time when we are judging people or thinking that, you know, people should know better and they shouldn't talk to me like this and they shouldn't do this and they should be the right thing, a lot of times we are hypocrites because we also are doing things that are not in line with the way that we should do them. Oftentimes we are also not speaking to people nicely. We are also not thinking the best things about others. We are also not treating others the best or doing what we should be doing. And so a lot of times it is so easy to see what other people are doing to us, but it is very difficult for us to see how we are hurting or impacting other people. So this is just to say, like, by forgiving and just extending God's grace and mercy and being the light and showing God's love, that is not us letting people walk all over us. I just want to interrupt this episode to tell you that I am starting a Draw Closer to God for the New Year challenge. If you are ready to draw closer to God and experience His great and mighty blessings in your life in this new year, I want you to reach out to me at tarinahchin@gmail.com and type in the subject line challenge and inquire about how you can join my challenge for 2025 to help us draw closer to God in the new year. Thank you. And I'll be happy to speak more to you about our upcoming challenge. Let's get back into the episode. This is just to say, like, by forgiving and just extending God's grace and mercy and being the light and showing God's love, that is not us letting people walk all over us. But what it is realizing that we are flawed too, and we are all sinners in need of forgiveness. And so all we are doing is extending that grace, extending that forgiveness that God has given to us. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." And so this is what we are called to do. And while sometimes we feel like we have the right to walk around angry, upset, and bitter and mad at the person who hurt us, the Bible actually tells us to do the opposite. So that's why it's so important to read our word and to spend time with God, because if we forget about all the scriptures that say that we have to let go of our anger, let go of our bitterness, let go of these feelings that are keeping us down, let go of these feelings that are separating us from people that we should be loving towards. I think about how God is so forgiving of so many people. I mean, think about the story of Cain and Abel. This is a perfect example of how God calls us to be forgiving, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we're letting people off the hook and letting them walk all over us. I think about the story of Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel, and God was very upset with Cain. And many probably wonder why God didn't just kill Cain, right? God loved Abel, and Abel loved God. And in that moment, God could have just said, "You killed Abel, you know, let me kill you," right? He could have been revengeful and bitter and angry towards Cain, but instead he forgave Cain, but he still separated him, and he made Cain go out into the wilderness. But you know what he did? He put a mark on Cain so that nobody can harm Cain. So even though he put a boundary and he said, "Cain, you have to go out into the wilderness, you have to be separated, you have to distance yourself. But I still love you, I still forgive you, and I'm not going to let anybody hurt you." Okay, so there's something there that God showed us, that we can be upset with someone and we can distance ourselves from them, essentially, in a way that doesn't get us hurt and doesn't get us abused. But we can still forgive and love from a distance. And we can still forgive and love without holding on to bitterness, anger. And we can still distance ourselves without holding on to this bitterness and this anger and this frustration that impacts us and our ability to live like Christ. So Matthew 6:14 through 15 says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your sins." Luke 6:27, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." Matthew 5:44, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." I just want to encourage you that the forgiveness that God is talking about, I don't believe he's saying if you are in an abusive, really tough situation to the point where you're being physically hurt, to the point where you can't function because the person is so toxic and harmful to you. I'm not saying God is saying stay in that situation and keep getting beat up. No. But I do believe that in certain circumstances, we have to ask God, how can I forgive and still have my boundaries? Because I do believe that in some cases, boundaries are still necessary, even if you are forgiving. So the forgiving part is more in your heart, that you're not walking around with anger and bitterness and frustration, and so that you're still able to show the love of Christ and not be revengeful and hateful towards people. So I believe that's the kind of forgiveness that God is talking about. But forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean to be close to that person necessarily. Forgiveness just means that we're not walking around holding on to things that are separating us from being able to experience the joy of the Lord. So I hope that makes sense. And some of you may be asking, well, I'm so hurt. I'm in so much pain, and I just feel like I've been betrayed, hurt real, real bad. And I don't even see how I can overcome this to be able to forgive. I don't even see how this is forgivable. I don't even see how this person deserves forgiveness, right? Or how we can overcome the extreme pain and bitterness and anger that we're feeling. And I believe that a lot of times we ask God, how am I going to overcome this? How am I going to get through this? How am I going to get over this? How am I supposed to move forward? And sometimes the answer is not how, but who. I believe that if you're listening to this, God wants you to shift your perspective. Stop thinking about how you're going to overcome that situation, how your marriage is going to get better, how your relationship with your parents is going to get better, how the relationship with your kids is going to get better. Stop thinking about how and the steps you need to take, and start thinking about who. And the simple answer that God has given me that I want to share with you today, the answer is the Holy Spirit. There are many things that God knew that we would not be able to do on our own, that we could not do in our own flesh, because our flesh is weak. And that is exactly why he sent his Holy Spirit, because that is the only way that some of us will be able to continue on and share the love of Christ and forgive. The Holy Spirit is who is going to help you forgive, is who is going to help you release your anger, your bitterness, and your frustration, and be able to share the love and light of Christ again. The Holy Spirit is who is going to be able to help you shine your light in those dark places that you're in. And we must be willing to let go of our fleshly desires to be angry, to be bitter, to be frustrated. And we must let go of our fleshly desires to give God space to come into our situation. I want to encourage you today to ask God to fill you up with his Holy Spirit so that you don't have to walk around angry, bitter, and upset. Because we can accomplish nothing if we are in our feelings. We have to allow God to make us whole and to make us joyful, peaceful, and have a restful spirit, and so that we can share the love of Christ, so that we can extend love even to those who do not deserve it, so that we can extend grace even to those who hurt us. And the best way that we can do this, the best way that we can start shifting our focus from how to who and cling to the Holy Spirit, is by spending time in our Bibles, spending time in prayer, and by just turning our eyes towards the Lord and taking our eyes off of the problem, taking our eyes off of all the ways that this person is wrong, taking our eyes off of all of our issues and problems, and shifting our focus to the Lord and shifting our minds and hearts to on Christ, and just going to worship and saying, God, fill me up until I overflow. I want to pour over. Fill me up until I overflow. I want to pour over. So we have to ask God to fill us up. Fill us up. The truth of the matter is, the world will drain us. Our jobs can drain us. Our relationships can drain us. And Jesus can fill us up. We got to ask him to fill us up so that when other people and other things and all of these things try to empty us, we will stay filled up by the Spirit of God. God bless you. I pray that the Lord will send his Holy Spirit to you right now in the name of Jesus to be able to help you overcome your situation. Even when you don't know how, you will still know who. The Holy Spirit. God bless you, and cling to his promises, and don't let go.